An executive order from Governor Tony Evers has declared the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day across Wisconsin. The day is typically recognized federally as Columbus Day, but the state joins a growing list of others, such as Minnesota and New Mexico, that have chosen to celebrate Native peoples instead. Governor Tony Evers' order doesn't change federal or state observances of Columbus Day here. It just honors and recognizes Indigenous people and Native nations. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has this story.
One might say Indian community school students are the reason Indigenous Peoples Day is being observed across Wisconsin. In 2016, fourth grade students, who are now seventh graders, helped get a resolution celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day passed on the county level, and they even traveled to the state capitol a year later to push for the same to happen statewide. That day has finally come. And one of those students, Annabelle Jaworski, explains how it feels.
I'm really happy and excited because, well, our ancestors were here before Columbus, and now we get to honor and remember them.
During an intimate ceremony at the school in Franklin, Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes stood before dozens of students, faculty, tribal leaders, and other leaders from across the state, gathered to witness a historic moment that some say was long overdue for Indigenous people here. The signing of an executive order that would declare the second Monday in October Indigenous Peoples Day. Here's Lieutenant Governor Barnes.
Today, we seek to recognize and honor our state's Indigenous communities while moving beyond a much dated practice that perpetuates inaccurate teachings and it honors genocide. Today, we stand before you to honor the historical sacrifices that Indigenous people have made to this state and to celebrate the cultural, social, economic contributions that these communities continue to make all across Wisconsin.
Indigenous Peoples Day was already being celebrated in parts of the state before Governor Evers' order. As I alluded to, Milwaukee County declared October 9th Indigenous Peoples Day in 2017. But the head of the school, Jason Dropic, says having this declaration go statewide acknowledges all the tribes that exist in Wisconsin and legitimizes their presence and contributions to society, and not just historically.
It's often how we hear about Native perspectives. It's something in history, but it's thriving. It's still taking place today. So I think that what it really does is it encourages students to acknowledge who they are, to have that strong sense of identity, to continue to push for things that they believe are right and know that they're respected and valued.
More and more cities and states are opting to celebrate Indigenous people on or around Columbus Day. Kimberly Blazer says she's noticed the trend, and to her knowledge, doing so dates to the 1990s. Blazer, a professor at UWM in the English and Indigenous Studies program, talks about the significance of Governor Evers' order.
It's officially recognizing that Indigenous people are still here, still making contributions to world societies, but also to recognize them as inhabitants of this land originally, and to make note of the rich histories and cultures.
Back at the ceremony, Ned Daniels Jr., the chairman of the Forest County Potawatomi, mentioned that a lot of that rich history is still unknown to many.
Native Americans have lived across our state for thousands of years and have left long-lasting marks that can still be seen today. And unfortunately, people still don't know of the significant impacts that the tribe had in shaping the Wisconsin of today.
But Daniel says the executive order is a positive step forward. Before signing the order, Governor Evers had this to say.
While we have a lot of work to do here in Wisconsin to make it more equitable, I am confident that we will get there if we work together and respect all people. And that's why I am proud as I stand here today next to Wisconsin's tribal leaders to sign this executive order declaring the second Monday in October to be Indigenous Peoples Day in Wisconsin. So thank you.
Evers signed his order surrounded by the same students who advocated for this moment. Parts of Evers' order say he recommits to the state's efforts to promote the well-being and growth of Wisconsin's Native American communities, and he strongly encourages all Wisconsinites to be in solidarity with Indigenous people throughout the state. Taryn Powell, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Race and Ethnicity Reporting is provided by the Doman Company.
And in continuing to celebrate Indigenous people in Wisconsin, Columbus Park on Cortland Avenue in Milwaukee will be changed to Indigenous People's Park.